So we're doing Brown Eyed Girl, and before we begin, we're going to review the thing. First of all, it's a three-pager, so you want to put it in your binder in such a way where you can either take the third page out easily or at least be able to flip it easily. In this case, I put a piece of tape. I put pages two and three back to back and then put a piece of tape there. But in any case, we're going to review the song form. Now, bear with us on this. The repeat symbol is at the second line, the end of the first bar of the second line. Those little colon. There's two dots and a colon going back. That sends you back to the beginning. So that means you play the first four bars, get to the repeat, and play them again. Right? And that takes you to the verse. The verse has a forward going repeat symbol right at the beginning. We're just going to notice that's there. And we're going to travel all the way along to page two, line number four. For the end of it, it has a first ending, this little one with a bracket on it. That means you play to the end of that bracket, at which point you see a repeat symbol going back. And that sends you back to the verse. So you go back to the verse, which is second line, second bar. You play all the way through that again, but this time you've already done the first ending. At the end of page two, you go directly to the second ending, which is where it says, do you remember when, right? And the second ending is the same as the third ending. That's why it says 2, 3. Now, we'll take the second ending through into page three, the chorus of the song, and that sends you to the last line all the way, the second to last bar, which says DS Alcoda. DS stands for Destino, which is Italian for go back to the sign. Now, if you notice at the verse, back on page one, there's a little squiggly. That is the segno. Right before the word verse, there's a squiggly thing. That's the segno. So when you see DS, it means go back there. And then Alcoda means, I'll explain what that means in a minute. So now we're back at the verse. We're playing for the third time all the way through. But we've already done the first ending. And we've already done the second ending. We're going to take the third ending, which is the same as the second ending in this case, because it says 2, 3. And that takes us to verse to page 3, and then we get all the way down to the last line, first bar, and it says 2 coda. The coda is always the last section of the music, so we skip this second bar of the last line, and we go directly to the coda, which is the last two bars, if you see what I mean. Now, if you didn't understand any of that just listening to this, we'll go over it in person, but I'm also going to walk you through what happens while we play it. Now, just to review the strumming, the strumming is just 1, 2, 3, 4, and you should count in your head as you play it. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. So we're gonna walk you through this whole thing together. Ready? So 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's the intro, and here's the C. And here's the verse, G. Hey, where do we go? Days when the dreams came down in Apollo, playing the game, laughing and to the verse, here's G. Now whatever happened to the so low. last line of page one, C. Page two is coming up. Da, 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 da. Second ending, which is D, here it comes. Do you remember when? Keep going on D, I flip the page and here's the chorus. She, sha la la, C. And then the G, and then the D, two, three, sha la. Bars of G, two, three, four, two, two, three. At the end of this, we're going back to the verse. Two, three, four, and here comes the verse. Three, four, one. It would be, go, that was C. And here's the G. Days when D, last bar we didn't really strum the whole way, we just we just did one. That was great, we did the entire song. Now what I'd recommend is, you, if you want to get faster at this song, figure out how fast you are now. I'm gonna get my metronome out and use the tap feature. We'll talk about this another day, but we're approximately at 88. That was approximately 88 beats per minute. Like, now, not to make you sort of feel bad or anything, but the original tempo of the song would be way faster than that. Let's just check and see what it is just for fun. But in the meantime, right at the top, while I'm doing that, at the top of the title of the tune, write the date and put 88 BPM, which stands for beats per minute. All right? And then you'll know where you're at. So please write that while I'm getting the...
Okay.
It's not a question of should. Like I'm not saying you should get it up to tempo. You probably won't be able to get it up to tempo for... first many months. So like, that's, I shouldn't even sort of bring it up. Like when I took a typing class, I always used to ask the teacher, she would never answer us, like, how fast should we be typing. Now that I'm an adult, I understand why she didn't respond, because you know, you have secretaries who type, whatever, 200 beats per minute. I'm happy with my 50, you know? Mm-hmm. So, whatever it is. But I, just for fun, if like a perspective, I'm going to find the original tune and we'll find the tempo. Hold on. So, here it is right here. And I'm going to just get my metronome and use the tap feature to see what... Wait, hold on. Wait. Down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, skipping and a jumping. It's like 150.
Yeah.
You know, so actually the fact that you're more than half is encouraging. Oftentimes when I'm learning a new piece of music, I have to play it at half speed. You're already over half speed, so it's not so bad. But if you want to make a note of the original tempo, you could put 150 down. You know, but yeah, so that's all good. It's just a little perspective. Like if you can, you're not gonna get up to 150, but if you get it from 88 to 95, you know, and then to 100, you're doing great.